Right, how many did we lose?
Gawain,
Hector, and Bors, that's five.
Frita?
Three. We better not risk another frontal assault. That rabbit's dynamite.
Would it help to confuse it if we run away more?
Oh, shut up and go and change your armor.
Let us taunt it. It may become so cross that it will make a mistake.
Like what?
Well,
have we got bows?
No.
We have the holy hand grenade.
Yes, of course. The holy hand grenade of Antioch. It is one of the sacred relics Brother Maynard carries with him. Brother Maynard, bring up the holy hand grenade.
Jesu Domine,
dona eis requiem.
Jesu Domine,
dona eis requiem.
How does it work?
I know not, my liege.
Consult the Book of Armaments.
Armaments, chapter 2, verses 9 to 21.
And St. Attila raised the hand grenade up on high, saying, O Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thine enemies to tiny bits in thy mercy. And the Lord did grin, and the people did feast upon the lambs and sloths and carp and anchovies and orangutans and breakfast cereals and fruit bats and large...
Skip a bit, brother.
And the Lord spake, saying, First shalt thou take out the holy pin. Then shalt thou count to three. No more, no less. Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three. Four shalt thou not count, neither count thou two, excepting that thou then proceed to three. Five is right out. Once the number three, being the third number, be reached, then lobbest thou thy holy hand grenade of Antioch towards thy foe, who, being not in my sight, shall snuff it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. One, two, five.
Frieza.
Three.
Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford!
We're not that far along, so we'll put on a face.
Styles. I'm Friday. back ain't got no bone.
Yes, indeed. down, I'll slow everything down.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
At night. He came into this world helpless and unformed. I held him in my arms as he lay newly born. I said I would protect him and soothe him with my voice. America, here's my boy. I taught him to say words and stand up on his feet. I held his tiny hand as we crossed the street. I told him that his days should be sown with joy. America, here's my boy. We watched them play soldiers out on the schoolyard, pretending that the enemy was nothing like we are. With glory for the hero whose weapon's just a toy. America, here's my boy. They said that there were sacrifices greater than the need, the strength beyond blood that no mortal hand can bleed. The letter I received, I held it in my hand. And though the words were clear, I could not understand how the memory lives beyond what can destroy. America, where's my boy? America, where's my boy?
Like we pulled up to the stoplight in my cut down short, the cat in the next lane said, "Man, you look like a real sport." He said, "When that light turns green, I'm gonna dig out ahead of you." I said, "Daddy, that's what you think you're gonna do."
I got three carburetors,
twin pipes.
I got three carburetors,
milled heads.
I got three carburetors, and nobody passes me.
Well, we barreled up on the highway, just my baby and me. Same cat pulled up alongside us, he was green with envy. He said, "Man, what you got under that great big fat hood?" Well, I answered him back like about the only way I could.
I've got three carburetors,
twin pipes.
I've got three carburetors,
milled heads.
I've got three carburetors, and nobody passes me.
Well, my baby just laughed and said, like, "Cool it, man. That other cat is so far back, he ain't even an also-ran." So I wheeled off the highway and down into the underpass, when all of a sudden I was like, "Ooh, out of gas."
"Man, what's happening?"
"Like, Daddy, I don't know. I can't dip this scene. I guess somebody must have goofed."
"Well, Phil, I pick up on your predicament. Your trouble is,
you've got three carburetors.
Baby, can you lend me a buck for gas?"
"You've got three carburetors.
Sweetie, I guess we're gonna have to push this thing out."
"You've got three carburetors.
Ooh, wee, it's heavy.
You've got three carburetors.
But baby..."
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
She was so pretty, everyone said. More so the pity that she was found dead. Now the flag only flies at 50% in the schoolyard where she once went. Pushing back, pushing back, way back, way back. BEAGGRESSIVE. And the death of a cheerleader takes me by surprise. How the death of a cheerleader can open eyes. Yellow carnations and roses galore sent to the mother and placed by the door. In the spot where her daughter had taken her life was a sweet 16 photo on homecoming night. Pushing back, pushing back, way back, way back. BEAGGRESSIVE. And the death of a cheerleader takes me by surprise. How the death of a cheerleader can open eyes. And it's vast. Nobody noticed she grew up so fast. It's a shame that her future's a thing of the past. Tomorrow's the funeral, you know. LETSGO.
they say it's true. We have millions of them. Let's make them do this. I did a song called Burning Desire. Sorry. One,
I felt so
station, then of course came down the rain. Followed the directions exactly as he said. Asked people if they knew Hope Road, but they just walked on ahead. I turned left at the junction, took the fork off to the right, straight over at the crossroads, then down to the traffic lights. Used to walk those streets for hours, in the dark and in the cold, before I really could accept there's no place called Hope Road.
music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Is on, night is warm, cops are gone, rocket bike is all her own, it's called a hurricane. She told me once it's quite a ride, it's shaped so there's this place inside where if you're moving you can hide safe within the rain. She wants to run away, nowhere that she can go, nowhere the pain won't come again. But she can hide, hide in the pouring rain. She rides the eye of the hurricane. Tell the truth, explain to me how you got this need for speed. She laughed and said it might just be the next best thing to love. Hope is gone and she confessed that when you lay your dream to rest, you can get what's second best, but it's hard to get enough. She wants to run away, there's nowhere that she can go, nowhere the pain won't come again. But she can hide, hide in the pouring rain. She rides the eye of the hurricane. We saw her ride so fast last night, racing by flash of light, riding quick, the street was dark, the shiny truck she thought was parked, it blocked her path, stopped her heart, but not the hurricane. She saw her chance to slip the trap, there's just the room to pass and back, but then it moved, closed the gap, she never felt. She wants to run away, but there's nowhere that she can go, nowhere the pain won't come again. But she can hide, hide in the pouring rain. She rides the eye of the hurricane. She rides the eye.
She was petite,
I'm here for, he said, I'd find out soon. I got WMFO in Medford.